Our second reading and gospel were written by someone who's gotten a lot of press lately. You know who I'm talking about? St. John? Some of this controversy about Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, about whether it's really St. John the Evangelist who's sitting to the right of Jesus or if it's Mary Magdalene, is actually nothing new in my family. When I was a kid growing up, from as early as I can remember, we had a picture of the Last Supper up on our wall in the dining room. And I don't know who did this, but before I was born, someone cut a picture out of a guy dressed in a tuxedo and pasted them in the corner. And I used to ask my parents, who's that guy? And they said, oh, he's the waiter. So I spent my whole life thinking, where's the waiter? Why'd they take him out? Is it St. John the Evangelist sitting to the right of Jesus, or is it Mary Magdalene? Interesting article in Friday's Florida Today, and they quote from Dr. Arthur Blumenthal, who's the head of the art department of Rollins College, who also happens to be an expert on Renaissance art, especially Italian Renaissance art, when Leonardo was painting. And he makes it very clear, there's not any reputable art historian that would agree it's not John the Evangelist. So this whole Da Vinci Code's basis is all built on sand. But it is a novel, right? It's just fiction. Dan Brown's novel is based on learning the secret code. And actually, any historian will know this is not new in history. There's always been a tradition of groups that say the only way you get to the truth is you have to discover some secret, that the truth is really hidden, and you've got to be like a detective to find it. Even in the early church, there were groups that were called Gnostics. They were heretics, and their basic beliefs were, why they were given the name Gnostic, in Greek it means, gnosis means knowledge. And their teaching was that only those who had the secret knowledge would be saved. They were declared heretics in the early church because that is not what Christianity teaches. In fact, we teach the exact opposite. It's not that we have some little secret that we're not going to share with people, only the initiates, but that Jesus called us to take the good news out to all the world. In fact, how we got the name Catholic was to distinguish us from these little groups of heretics who had their own scriptures. They wrote their own gospels. They were written later than Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but they had their own literature, and that's part of what Dan Brown's saying we're hiding or something, but it was all debated during that first century. Dan Brown claims that the church repressed these other books, but that's not true. There was open debate. St. Irenaeus wrote extensively about some of these different Gnostic gospels. There was a time when the church decided there were certain books that were considered inspired by the Holy Spirit, and these were the books that were gathered together to make up the New Testament. It was done by the church to put the New Testament together, to put the Bible together, not Constantine like Dan Brown claims. And it wasn't at the Council of Nicaea either. It was at a later council. But the criteria was, are these books inspired? These readings that we hear on Sunday, are they inspired by the Holy Spirit? Not that there was some hidden agenda. In the Reformation, reformers used a term called sola scriptura. In Latin, that means only scripture. And their belief was somehow that all you need are the scriptures. You don't need the church. But if you think about it, we would never have the scriptures without the church. Because the church are the ones who decided which books were in the scriptures. No such thing as sola scriptura. We as Catholics believe we have tradition with a capital T as well as scripture. And tradition basically means the Holy Spirit is continuing to inspire and lead us throughout the centuries. We had a speaker here last week on the Da Vinci Code, and he said an interesting thing. He said, I want to thank Dan Brown for writing this book. He said, it's given us an opportunity to go and look at what our real history is, to dig deeper, to understand what is the history and the traditions in the church. We'll have a special course starting tomorrow night for 4 sessions on the Da Vinci Code and using that and seeing what he makes and see what the truth is. Where is fiction and where is fact? If you're interested, we still have room and you're most welcome to come over in the ministry center. Because what this does point out to us is that we as Catholics need to know our own history, our own tradition. When we learn our history and understand our history, we will know that it was the church that put the scriptures together in the first place. It was the church that preserved the scriptures throughout the centuries. You know what the main job of the monks was during the Middle Ages? No, they weren't to be murderers. They were to copy the Bible by hand to preserve it for the next generations. Another misconception you'll learn by studying your tradition is that the Catholic Church does not discourage scripture study. We're not trying to hide these scriptures. In fact, the church encourages us to learn the scriptures, but learn the scriptures with guidance through the tradition, realizing that we are not the first people who ever read these scriptures. We stand on the shoulders of all those who have gone before us in faith. Right here at Ascension, we have hundreds of adults who study the scripture each week. We have almost 50 men over making a retreat. They're each given a Bible and encouraged to keep studying it. Father Tobin each week spends a lot of time writing commentaries on the Sunday scripture readings so that we might fully enter into and understand these scriptures. Check the website each week. It has excellent commentaries on there. I heard this TV commercial a few weeks ago, long before the movie opened. You know, they start hyping these movies now a month before. And you know how they always have those, the kind of understated way that movie ads are? Come see the greatest conspiracy in human history, the Da Vinci Code. And you know who they're saying is the greatest conspirators? The Catholic Church. We've got this great hidden thing. I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes on CBS 2 or 3 weeks ago. They did a report on this whole Da Vinci Code, and they actually interviewed reputable historians. There were 2, I think, Cambridge and Oxford University. And one of the historians made a very interesting comment. He said, you know, for those people who are saying that this fictional novel is based on any kind of historical fact, they are the ones perpetuating the greatest hoax of all time. Nothing new. Gnostic writers have been around, and Gnosticism has been around throughout history. In the early church, there was debate, and the church clearly said this Gnosticism, their beliefs are not part of the tradition. They are not inspired by the Holy Spirit. In the news recently, too, we've heard about one of these Gnostic Gospels, the Gospel of Judas. Have you heard about that one? It's one of the Gnostics' gospel. And the church, they didn't hide it. They looked at it. You can go to the ancient writings of the fathers of the church. They were writing about it. And basically they said, it's a bunch of baloney. One example. The Gnostics believed that matter was evil. They didn't accept the Judeo-Christian tradition from Genesis that says creation is good. When God created, he said, it is good. They thought all this was so depraved, and what we had to do is get out of these bodies. So in the Gospel of Judas, it has Jesus pulling Judas over and has a secret. Doesn't tell anybody else, only Judas. Do me a favor, Judas. Get me killed. So according to the Gospel of Judas, Jesus sets Judas up to turn him in as a favor. He really wanted that crucifixion, according. But their belief was, and they actually say, Jesus says to Judas, help release me from the prison of my body. because they believed body was evil, creation was evil. They didn't even believe that God created the world. They said it was some lesser demigod that created the universe. There are modern day versions of this. A lot of the New Age stuff is really Gnosticism today. You may remember 10, 15 years ago, that group, that cult out in California, those guys all went to bed and committed suicide one night because they thought the flying saucer was going to come and take them away to release them from the prison of their bodies. Gnosticism, the secret knowledge. The Council of Nicaea in the 300s, they didn't define the canon. That was a later council. But they did define certain doctrines. They were reacting to these heresies of that day. One of the heresies, which was the Gnostics, said Jesus was not human because human was evil. Jesus didn't really have a body, so he was not really a man. He was only a god pretending. The Arians were another group. They said, oh no, Jesus wasn't divine. He was only a man. And the Council of Nicaea said, no, Jesus was true God and true man. We repeat the creed from the Council of Nicaea every Sunday. What we believe, true God from true God is Jesus. Through him all things were made, not by some demigod, not by some lesser god. And Jesus, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. We actually bow at that. Jesus was true God and a man. We didn't hide it. This is the truth. Tradition was happening in the 300s at the Council of Nicaea and through councils in the church throughout history, dealing with untruth, heresies throughout the centuries. We see in that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles how tradition with a capital T was working in the very first century. Peter and some of the other early Christians who were all Jews, they were all circumcised. They went out to a Gentile area and they witnessed something phenomenal. They could hardly believe it. The Holy Spirit came down on Gentiles. Those who weren't Jews, because up to then it was the chosen people were the ones who had the truth. Sudden, the Holy Spirit was doing something new, was spreading out the good news. And Peter, as the leader of the early community, saw what the Holy Spirit was doing and said, we cannot withhold baptism from the Gentiles. One of the greatest decisions ever made in the history of the church. Tradition. And they didn't have the scriptures then. The New Testament had not been put together. It was the tradition working through the community, through the church, inspiring the leaders, particularly Peter, who later got together with the other leaders in the church, Paul and James. And at the very first council of the church, the Council of Jerusalem, the decision was made that you didn't have to become a Jew first in order to be a Christian. That's why most of us are here today, folks. Because the Holy Spirit guided the early community not to keep the good news a secret for a select few, but to share the good news with all nations for all times. And the tradition continues. The Holy Spirit continues to guide the church in dialogue with the scriptures as our basis, but we need to look at issues that come up in every age. Nuclear weapons are not mentioned in the scriptures. Cloning. But yet we use the guidance of the Spirit to continue to guide us as a church to teach on issues for each age, whatever the signs of any time are. The canon of the scriptures is closed. There'll be no more books added to the Bible. Even though some groups, heretical groups like the Mormons, say, oh, we found another book. We forgot to put this one in. No. The church has already decided this is the canon. We cannot delete any books from the Bible, even though some of the reformers in the Reformation did. A lot of them wanted to get rid of that Old Testament, saying, oh, that's the old stuff. But the church was adamant, no, our tradition is Judeo-Christian. After 2,000 years on this earth, the church has developed an historical perspective. We can see things with a larger view. I'm afraid our mass media doesn't always have that longer view. Whatever's hot today, we forget what happened yesterday. We're hearing all these critiques of the Catholic Church in the media today. But, you know, remember last year it was just the opposite. Remember what was happening last year, a little last April? The media throughout the world were doing what they almost did in that first reading, falling at the feet of Peter. Remember where they all were? In St. Peter's Square. People from throughout the world, they couldn't get enough media coverage to cover the funeral of Pope John Paul II. That wasn't about fiction. That was about facts. And the fact was, here was a man who didn't hide the truth, but took the truth to all nations. And all nations responded because they knew he spoke truth. And they came to honor him, even if they were Catholic or not. Enemies even sat next to each other at his funeral mass. We are not a church of Gnostics. We don't have a secret code that we hide from the world. Our task is to bring the good news, to evangelize the whole world. And we continue to do that as a church. Whether the people are Christian or not, remember Mother Teresa's funeral in a non-Christian country, but the people turned out in the millions to celebrate her life. We don't need to worry about fictional books like the Da Vinci Code unless we don't know our own tradition. And that's our Achilles heel, because too many Catholics don't really know our own history, don't really know our own faith. We stopped growing when we were cute little kids. We celebrated the sacraments of initiation like we'll celebrate this morning. Our first Holy Communion's nice, and the children are young or beautiful to receive this, but our faith is ultimately an adult faith. And if we stopped our religious education when we celebrated confirmation, that's not graduation, by the way. We are called to continue to grow and learn, and there's where we run into trouble. And then when people question us, we don't have the answers because we've never studied it. Our church encourages us to learn, to keep learning, lifelong adult formation. We're not trying to keep any of this stuff a secret. But the only way we will know our tradition and how the Spirit has inspired the church throughout the centuries is by seeking. And then you will find. It's not a secret.
We stand and proudly profess.